Today is the last day of the rains. In Asia, this would be the rainy season. This is the day when the monks, instead of having a body mokka, do a ceremony that's called the Bhavarana. Literally means invitation. And it's a time when they open the opportunity for other monks, if they have any suspicions about rules they may have broken, they're open to criticism. Because at a normal time of the year, if you want to make a criticism of another monk about a rule, you have to ask his permission first to speak about the matter. And he has the right to say no. But on this day, he doesn't. So we open up the opportunity for anyone who has any suspicions to criticize us. It's the ideal time of year. The monks have been living together for 3 months. If there's any accusation, they know the accuser, they know the accused, and they're in a good position to judge. If a monk gives the invitation and nobody gives any criticism, it's a sign that no one has any suspicions about him. And then if he leaves here, then he can go anywhere and say, I lived at that monastery for 3 months, and I passed through the Bhavarana, there was no problem. So it's kind of like a seal of approval. And it illustrates an important quality the Buddha said is an important part of the path, which is that you're willing to listen to criticism. Because a lot of times your faults are things like your eyes. You look with your eyes, but you don't see your eyes. Other people can see them easily, but you can't see them. All you can see are reflections of your eyes, but not the real thing. So it's good to have someone else's perspective. If someone who sees you did something wrong, it's good that you're willing to listen. In fact, the monks have to listen with respect. They can't show disrespect even for baseless criticisms. In this way, you have an opportunity to learn. As the Buddha said, someone who points out a genuine fault in your behavior is like someone who points out a treasure. Gives you something to work on, something to improve within yourself that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. So even though this is the day for that, it's good all year round. And as the Buddha said, if someone wants to make a criticism of a monk, and he's willing to listen, he can listen any time. But this is the day when you have to listen. So it illustrates that point, that you're willing to take criticism, because otherwise how are you going to learn? It's when you borrow other people's eyes and ears. That's when you get a better perspective on your own behavior. That's to be willing to learn, to take criticism. That you grow. There was a horse trainer who came to see the Buddha one time. And the Buddha asked him how he trained his horses. He said there were some horses that responded to gentle treatment, some that responded to harsh treatment, some that responded to a combination of gentle and harsh. And then there were those who wouldn't respond to either harsh or gentle treatment. He said, in those cases, I kill them, maintain my reputation as a horse trainer. And the Buddha said in the same way, there are those of his students who respond to gentle criticism, those who respond to harsh criticism, those who respond to a combination of the two. As for those who don't respond to either, then he kills them. And the horse trainer said, how can the Buddha kill anybody? The Buddha says, I just don't teach them. That's the same as killing them. So be willing to listen. If you're not willing to listen, you're dead as far as the Dharma is concerned. So listen to criticism and you grow. Take it to heart. Ask yourself, is this true? If it's not true, then you've learned something about the other person. If it is true, you've learned something about yourself. Either way, you've learned.